name is Jeffrey Lures, a.k.a. Free. I am currently a prisoner at Oregon State Penitentiary. I have been incarcerated since June 2000 for eco-sabotage arson at a car dealership. I've been sentenced to 22 years and 8 months for my participation in that action.
So I just have like a few questions. Why do you think you've been given such a long sentence? Or do you think it's adequate to the crime you've been convicted for?
I think maybe in part I cracked too many jokes in front of the judge. But I think what they're trying to do, at least at the time that I had been caught, they hadn't caught too many other people involved in these type of activities. And in particular, to illustrate that point, a few days before my trial started, somebody went back to the same dealership that I had lit fire to and did it again. And pretty much 10 times bigger, and said, yeah, we ain't going to stop. And I think my refusal to take a plea bargain or to bow before them and apologize for what I had done, as well as the uprising that have been going on in Eugene for the last couple of years, I think they're just trying to set a precedent, set a point to people like me out there saying, you can do these things, but when you get caught, and you will get caught, we're going to treat you harsher than we've treated anyone else before you. So I think that was the whole point behind my sentence.
Oh, so do you think that things have changed in terms of sentencing since you for crimes?
You know, that's kind of a tough one for me to call because there's been a couple of cases in the recent past that have gone before judges on crimes similar to mine or in association with the Earth Liberation Front. And to my knowledge, they have been convicted or pled guilty, but they haven't been sentenced yet. But I think the only ones I can think of that actually have been sentenced were a handful of kids over in New York. I think they were 16 to 17 years of age, and they all got probation and fines. And then there's the, I want to say Virginia, but that might not be the right state, three individuals that just pled out to ELF actions against SUVs and Walmart and some other such things. And I think that their deal when they get sentenced in April is about 5 years. So...
Okay, so, nothing that you're aware of in Oregon?
No, nothing in Oregon. Not yet, anyway. There is a federal case going on here in Oregon involving Trey Arrow and their search for him, and then the conviction of some of his alleged crime partners. But none of them have yet to be sentenced, and they're in federal court. There's, I think, the big difference between the way the feds are treating these crimes and the way that Oregon State has treated these crimes is Oregon has a mandatory minimum sentencing, which for crimes of arson are 7 years per count, whereas the feds generally just look at the whole overall crime and give you one sentence.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So, have you heard of that, because I think, I don't know if I talked about that in this letter, but I know this girl whose friend was convicted of setting on fire a cop car in Eugene, Oregon. And he got, like, a year in jail. Like, a year in county.
There was a recent spat of school arson last year. There was, like, $500,000 to $600,000 worth of damage done in 4 schools burned down. And they ultimately caught all those people, and I think the biggest sentence was 3 years.
Oh, wow.
It's fairly common on a lot of the arson arrests up here for the Measure 11 aspect, which is mandatory minimum, to be dropped, reducing the arson to a property crime for basically anything involved that has to do with people having fun or people doing it for money. Oregon is notorious for firefighters that volunteer, or I guess I shouldn't say volunteer because they usually do it for the overtime, going out in the woods during the summer season and starting fires so they can get called to go put them out and get paid for it. And almost every time they get caught, there was a woman, Tamara Meredith, who in 99 or 2000 burned down like 3,600 acres, and they had to call out over 155 firefighters. And she had 36 counts of arson and was ultimately convicted of one and sentenced to 2 years.
So why do you think there are such disparities between the sentences that these people have been given and the sentence that you've been given?
I didn't mind for politics. I mean, I had a political reason behind what I did, and I'm a participant in a militant political struggle. And I think that they've looked at that and said this person is not acting like a criminal, they're not doing it for criminal reasons. They're not trying to gain money or anything else. They're trying to prove a point and challenge something, and I think that scares them, especially in the climate that we have today. You know, from 98 and up, protest in this country has been getting a lot more intense, and it's been targeting the yokes of its oppression. And I think that's what they're really starting to get frightened of, is we're fighting back for a change. We're not holding signs anymore.
So what is your response to being labeled an eco-terrorist or a terrorist in general?
In a way, it's kind of funny. I'll admit I definitely go through times where it really bothers me, not because I mind so much about the label per se, but the consequences associated with having that label, which is a possible life imprisonment should my release date come and they don't want to let me out. But it shows me that they've resorted to their last-ditch effort, which is they can't come out and argue the facts. They can't have a reasonable debate, so they have to resort to propaganda. We've seen what terrorism in this country really is. It's 3,000 people dead in New York. And that they would call me a terrorist for burning some tires on an SUV, I find that laughable.
All right. And so your case is up for appeal now, or you filed many appeals, right?
I'm still on my first appeal. I've actually just recently written my attorney to find out exactly what's going on. The way the process pretty much works is I file a brief, the state responds to that brief, then I respond to the state's brief again, and then we have oral arguments, and then the court can take however long it wants to decide the case. And I've gotten as far as filing my brief, in which I was limited to 50 pages. The state took around 6 to 8 months to respond, and when in their response, they were allowed to file 64 pages, and the majority of that is basically calling me a terrorist, comparing me to Saddam Hussein. I believe at one point my crimes are compared to planting a nuclear weapon inside a crowded city. And it hasn't gone any farther than yet, so I'm unsure as to if my attorney has asked for extension or what the deal is.
Okay, so now it's in your court.
Yeah, it's back in my hands right now.
Okay. And, so what are you hoping to accomplish through your appeal?
Sadly, I'm just simply trying to get a time cut. I'm trying to get down to 11 years instead of 22. I think that, ideally, I'd love to see the conviction for arson disappear. I don't believe that what I did was arson. I know I definitely didn't put people at risk, which is what I'm accused of. I'd like to see those go away, but I think in the political climate that we're in, the most that I can hope for is to get my sentences run concurrent rather than consecutive, which would put me at about 11 years.
Okay. Because you were also, because you were charged with both arsons, correct?
I was finally indicted after being indicted numerous times throughout the year on 13 counts. Five of those were for the car dealership. That was 3 counts of arson, 1, and 2 bomb charges. And then the rest were attempted arson charges and conspiracy charges for devices found at I guess, an oil depot-like place. I think it was a Shell oil truck at its storage center, or whatever the place is called. So I got a conviction for that based on fingerprints that didn't match me or my co-defendant, and sentenced to a total of 5 years for that and 17 years for the car dealership fire.
Okay. And so, okay, so let's see. And then I have another question. So they're gonna, so they're planning like a national, Free Jeffrey Lures Day, right? I think that's gonna be in June.
Yeah, that's gonna be on June 12th, I believe. Oh, I have to put you on hold for a second. I got the truck going by again. All right. Yeah, I don't know what the entire spectrum on that's going to be. I know that Eugene is going to host an event, which I'm actually going to participate in this year. I'm trying to organize it a little bit. I believe that some people in San Francisco are going to try to do something. I think that would be the ACT UP Collective down there.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got any definite feedback yet on anywhere else other than New York, possibly. I know Melbourne, Australia is going to host something. The kids in Moscow might. And I'm fairly sure that some of my friends in the UK will have some fun, too. I'm hoping to get a really big international event going on, not just with me, but with all political prisoners here in the United States. I think that the U.S. has gotten away with, for far too long, keeping political prisoners without acknowledging them. And I think it's time that the entire world forced it to say, hey, you don't have to, if you're not going to let them out, you're not going to let them out, but you're going to acknowledge that they exist and that they're in there because of their political beliefs.
Okay, cool. So would you care to comment about the heightened fear of terrorism and how do you think the state might be using that as an excuse to?
I think what might be increasing that?
The state.
Oh, the state
might be in using the label terrorism to incarcerate or to quiet dissent.
Well, it's an entire propaganda tool at this point. I'm still not sure I completely believe everything that they've told us about what happened on 9/11. But since that day, we've used the guise of the war on terrorism to pretty much do anything the Bush administration wants. In fact, every time the Bush administration has been called on any of the stuff that it's doing and has been pointed out to be just absolutely ridiculous, they instantly jump up and say, oh, well, we have another terrorist threat here. And they just completely spin it off so that we don't even focus on the issue at hand. I think now what they're trying to do with public dissent is when people get too vocal or they stand out too much, they get some law enforcement personnel visiting them and basically saying, you know, under the Patriot Act, all we have to say is that we think that you're a terrorist threat. And based on that word right there, we can hold you indefinitely. We've already seen it with two American citizens in this country that have yet to be charged with any crime, and yet they've been in a military prison for the last year or two. So, I would definitely, if I was not in prison already, I'd be scared. And I would be looking at ways where I could more effectively challenge the system in any way. I think that's what people really need to do. This is how Nazi Germany started out. And we can either choose to stop it before it gets that far, or we can try to stop it after it's taken hold. And one of those is going to be a lot harder than the other.
Okay. Cool. So what do you think about having a National Free Day? I mean, say hundreds of people show up, thousands of people show up throughout the world to in support and solidarity with your case. What is your response going to be to that?
My friends love me. I've got some really amazing supporters out there that have fought tooth and nail for me. And, you know, that's one of the best feelings in the world. There's not a whole lot of things that make me smile in here, but I've got people by my side that have been by my side since the day I got arrested that I never expected to have. When I went out and did what I did, you know, one, I didn't really expect to be caught, but two, accepting the fact that it was a possibility, I didn't expect the support to be there. And the amount of support that I've received is just overwhelmingly amazing and positive. And I think it's good. I think that a lot of revolutionary movements throughout the world have had a really solid prisoner support base, and that's what made them successful. If we look at Ireland and Bolivia and a couple of other countries, it's the support of their prisoners that has taken the revolutionary message to the mainstream public, and in a lot of ways helped further that. And I'm just really honored that there's enough people out there that care enough about me as a person and share a belief that I have to keep doing what they're doing.
Okay. So, do you think your, why do you think your sentence is unfair, or do you think it's unfair and why? So,
Well, I'm kind of biased on that one. I think the whole thing's unfair. They should just let me go and declare all SUVs illegal. I'm not sure fairness is an issue. In order for me to even use that word, I actually have to believe in the justice system in this country as being fair and unbiased, and I don't believe that. Wow, I really don't know how to respond to that question. I don't think there's any point during my trial or waiting period for my trial that I ever thought that I was going to walk out of there. In fact, I thought I was going to get 30 or 40 years. So in some ways, I was a little surprised that I only got 22. But in terms of legalities, it's unfair for the simple reason that you're not legally allowed to run consecutive the same charges. Oregon law basically says if you go out and start a fire, and from that one fire you get 4 or 5 arson charges, that's just different theories on the same crime. And even if every single one of them is proved, it's still only one fire. So therefore, you can only be sentenced for one fire. And basically what they did is they took all 3 of my arson charges and said, well, you got 3 of them, so we'll just run them all consecutive to you. And that's what they did. So in legalities, fairness, that's what I'm trying to get corrected in my appeal.
Okay, cool. And so I think those are all the questions that I had set up for you.
Okay.
Do you have any comments you'd like to make or anything you'd like to add to the questions?
None I could legally state without getting in trouble. So just use your imagination out there, people, and we only get one shot at changing this society and changing this world. We got to use every collective tactic that we have. We got to learn how to work together and build community and make revolution about living life, not about politics.